if we designate, and if it's already zoned NR1, I mean, that moves forward. It doesn't change any of that. I mean, what about the conditional uses that we've approved in R1s? Do them eventually go away?
They'll go away when the property sells.
Okay.
I can't go after them now.
We approve something like that, it would just carry on forward.
As they sold, they would go away.
But there will be another one come in before it completely goes away and wanting to do one and base it off of them. But
oh, yeah.
Not supposed to. But.
Well, if you adopt this change, then they couldn't even apply.
They won't be coming in.
That's right.
Well, that would definitely protect a lot of the older subdivisions.
Yep. And we've had enough discussion about the R1 that's why we put this in here. So. Now, in our subdivision regulations, basically this is just a lot of cleanup because of our zoning regulations. So there's lots of places in it that talk about the development guidance code to refer back to. Well, that's gone. So we need to replace it with Taney County zoning regulations. All throughout that, it talks about getting Division 1 and Division 2 permits. We no longer have those. They're residential and commercial. Again, under this jurisdiction, Section C, it had certificate of conformances issued, and we don't issue those. Now, some of the bigger changes for administrative minor subdivision and major subdivisions, we're proposing adding two new signature blocks. One would be for the Taney County Collector. She actually requested this. She wants to look back and make sure the taxes are paid on these lots that are getting split and these little subdivisions. I mean, I could, but I don't really have enforcement. It's her taxes. So she's willing. She wanted to actually just sign the plat. 911 signs it. The owner signs it, owner's certificate. The chairman of the planning commission signs it or is stamped normally, and then I sign it. So we would add the Taney County Collector, and been approached by Brad Albritton for the same. He's had some lots that were split that they thought they had just real easy access to sewer, and then come to find out they really didn't. They didn't put an easement across there for him to get to sewer, and now he had to start chasing the easement, which he could have had it put on the plat. So he would be signing the plats before they were recorded.
Well, that's a lot of information on your plat.
That's two new little signature blocks, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to have notary beside each one of them.
Well, not these.
Or a test or something.
Not these. I mean, we don't on ours.
911 doesn't have to.
No, 911. So this just says they agree. If there's a little statement, and I've got examples of them here. And again, this just relates to our signature blocks. And then also, we don't have an example of a trust block. We get a lot of trusts that come through with plats, and that block is different. I've got with the recorder, and she 4 years ago, she got me a good example, so I've sent it out. But we need it in the book, so it just shows what a trust block, certificate of ownership has. And then we're changing the 911 administration block. It just said administrative minor subdivision. We're changing it to just say plat, this plat. So here's the 911 up here. It used to say I certify that the minor subdivision shown, and that just seemed to show up on everyone. It just needs to say that this plat.
Right.
And then here's the regional sewer district. It just says they certify this plat showing has been approved by him. And then this one's the county collector's. And then here's our trust block example. Anybody has anything else? Any questions? That's all I have. And we'll come bring these through public hearing. You know, anybody speak for or against these and give you opinions? We'll do that in February. And then if you guys approve those as approved, we'll send them to the county commission for their public hearing and vote.
We want to consider putting a fee on conditional use permits.
So we can get a raise?
You can't get a raise. Your state statute says $25.
No, I'm a known Confederate. I'm the last person on the planet to suggest another tax, but with these nightly rentals, you know, we got nothing. You know, if we had a fee on them, maybe we could get somebody hired so that when they do have a complaint, they got somebody to call from us. So when somebody shows up here and says, I want to renew my nightly rental, you know, yeah, we can ask that.
Of course, one of the facts, George, is 60 to 65% of all the nightly rentals in Taney County are in R1. So there's not going to be much enforcement. There's not going to be many nightly rentals. I mean, unless they're an RR and A1, which you guys haven't heard very many of those. I mean, if we eliminate 65% of all the nightly rentals, and
you think we'll eliminate them? You think they'll act?
Well, eventually when they sell.
Yeah, but how long until they sell?
We'll be dead.
Some of them not very long, the way they're going trading hands now. There's a lot of them that...
Okay, well, what you have...
But there has been a lot more movement.
There has been
recently.
But I can check with county attorney on the feasibility. We talked about that night.
Which you have? I just get
back with you on that.
Are we done?
We're still alive. We're going.
I wouldn't need any adjourned yet.
Want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'd love to.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I move we adjourn this meeting.
Should I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, stand up.
I just want to thank all you guys for everything you do.